Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Dango Gugu. I am, first of all, a wife and a mother. I'm also a lawyer with McMurray Regional Law Office. I am also the president of the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo, which is why I'm here today.
There we go. So with the Multicultural Association, they have an event coming up this week. What is that?
It is a flagship event of the year, the Expo.
Okay.
It is the most amazing event that we have. All of Fort McMurray should be out.
Okay. So I've been to it a number of times, and my little boy is actually going to be performing in it. He's an Irish dancer. So can you explain a little bit about what the event is for people at home? Because I know what it is, but I don't think everybody at home knows exactly what type of activities and what they can kind of look forward to if they showed up to this expo.
Basically, it's a showcase of all the cultures that we have in the region. We will have different people from different cultures and backgrounds come and showcase what they're about. We're there to learn about each other's culture. There'll be lots of cultural food.
Oh, food.
Yes, there'll be lots of food. Good food. Come out and eat.
I did not know that. Okay. I just thought, okay, keep going. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
That's okay.
Okay.
So you have different cultural dances. Mm-hmm. There's usually fashion show, different clothing, different multicultural groups showing up.
Okay.
We do have different vendors. We have nonprofits and government establishment or agencies that are there. We have, I think, over 45 booths we have with different people. So you're welcome to come check us out.
Nice.
Don't regret it.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Well, I knew about the different booths because I'll be working one of the booths. So I knew about that, and I knew about the performances and like the fashion and all the different things that happened. I did not know that there was going to be food there as well. That's awesome. Well,
there will be lots of food from different cultures all over the world.
Nice. Now this is taking place on Saturday. So what time on Saturday does it start?
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And this is at?
Mac Island.
Okay, great. All right. So now that we got that out of the way and everybody will show up to that and it will be a huge success, let's talk about yourself for a second. Now, you are in charge or you are on the board for the Multicultural Association.
Yes,
how
I
did
am.
You find yourself in that position?
How did I find myself? I really didn't know much about the Multicultural Association when I first came to Fort McMurray like 10 years ago.
Right.
All I heard maybe a year into it was that there was a cooking show where different cultural food is cooked. It's like, oh, okay, you got to buy a ticket and go see that. That's all I knew about it.
Right.
Until I was approached by our previous president that's passed away, unfortunately. She approached me to join the board, and I was like, what is that about? I just know they do a cookery thing. I'm not a cookery person.
Right, right.
And then she kind of told me all the things to do. I was like, why do I not know about this?
Right.
Right, and so for me, one thing I love about Fort McMurray is the diversity that we have. I know you've been here forever and you've seen the changes,
yes.
But I came and I saw the multiculturalism. I was like, we should have something. So this is something I thought about. I didn't know was already existing because really people didn't know much about it.
That's right.
And so I joined the board. I think it was 2015, I think.
Okay.
And started to see all the things that they do, amazing things, different things from, you know, anywhere from cultural training and awareness training, a lot. We have different things that you should check out that is very helpful, especially to newcomers.
Right. Now, you've mentioned this, that I am from here. Same with Tanner. We're born and raised. You're not. Where did you come from originally?
I'm originally from Nigeria. I was born and raised in Nigeria in West Africa.
Okay.
And I moved to Canada about 20 years ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to school here. I came here. My husband's here as well. We lived in Ottawa for about 10 years before we moved here.
Okay.
And yeah, my daughter was born in Ottawa.
Okay.
The dancer too.
There we go. So I'm fascinated by immigrant stories. My parents are immigrants. It's one of my favorite things to listen to on the show is why people out of all the places in the world, like how did you first off decide, you know what, Canada is the country that I'd like to go to? So we can start off with that component of the question. And then the next component is like, how did you get to Fort McMurray?
Well, Canada wasn't my choice. I would rather stay in Nigeria with the rest of my family. Half of my family probably is in England and the rest in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But I came here to Canada for love. My husband was here. We were dating at the time.
He bamboozled you.
He was here. So I followed my heart.
Okay.
I loved Canada.
Okay. And so when you got here, what time of year did you arrive?
Actually, very beautiful time of year. I got here, I think, July 4th.
Okay, good. So it wasn't like right into the winter.
No. Okay. No, it slowly adjusts, but I went to school the next day after I got here, so.
Yeah. Okay. So when you're, okay, so you guys are in school, you finished, you're starting your family in Ottawa. That's a city. I think for most people, like living like in a big city like that makes the transition to come to Canada a little bit easier. Then what transpired? Did you thought it was a good idea to move to one of the most northern places of our country, not a city whatsoever? Like what brought you here?
What brought me here? I came, my friend was out here.
Okay.
After law school, she was here. I was in Ottawa looking for jobs because I took time off raising my kid.
Right.
So when I was ready to go back to work, and like, okay, I'm going to go use this law degree I got and go back to work. And she was ready to go to school as well. So I was like, okay, she's going to school. I'm going to go look for work.
Okay.
And I started looking, and my friends are like, oh, no, we've been looking, and there's nothing. If you're not bilingual in Ottawa, it was hard.
Right.
And I had a friend out here that moved here and said, they're looking for lawyers here. You should come out here. I was like, Fort McMurray, no way.
Right.
Like, that is so far north. There's no way I'm freezing out there. I'm not coming. Yeah. But she convinced me to come out and visit.
Okay.
So I came and visited her 10 years ago now.
Okay.
And I got a call from McMurray Law Office the next morning after I got here. And that's where she worked. So I thought she was calling me, but she wasn't the one. It was someone called me for an interview. I was like, I didn't even apply for a job.
Right.
But she must have given my resume.
Right.
And I was like, well, actually, I'm in town. It's like, oh, come on in.
Yeah.
And so long story short, I had the interview and they asked me, it was on a Friday, like, can you start on Monday? I was like, no, I live in Ottawa and I have a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I've been here since then.
Wow. Very cool. Why do you stay here?
I love the people. That is the reason why I'm here is I love the people. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I love the community, but I've lived in different places and experienced different cultures and communities. Mm-hmm. This is the best community that I've lived in.
There we go. Like, doesn't get much better of an answer than that, does it? Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone, so that means he is ready with his questions for the Max City Minute.
Okay.
Before we get there, though, we do have an ad. It's going to be about 30 seconds for you to prepare, but Tanner, let's see Carrie's ad from Patchouli Rose, please.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Really do appreciate it. If you heard a cough in the background, it's because Dango brought her entourage with her, and they're rowdy. So, so, anyways, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is the craziest or weirdest law you can think of?
The craziest, weirdest law. Wow. I think it's planning my death.
Planning your death?
Like planning for your death. Like bills and estates are really weird because you're planning for when you're gone and you're not even going to know whether those things happen or not.
Yeah. Fair enough. Good answer.
Question number two. If you could go anywhere to explore any culture, where would you go?
I would like to go to Nunavut.
Mm, nice.
Question number three. What do you think is one food from your own culture you think everyone should try?
Jollof rice and chicken.
You didn't even bat an eyelash on that one. Wow, okay.
Question number four. What is one activity you remember doing as a child that you still enjoy doing today?
Dancing.
Wow, that leads into my next question nicely. If you had to pick, what would be your favorite song to dance to?
Was that really your next question?
Yep.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah.
I love gospel music. So any gospel music to dance to, yes.
And those have been your five questions.
There you go. So can you tell us a little bit about that dish that you like to eat? What is that?
Is jollof rice is rice with tomato sauce cooked together.
Okay.
And it is delicious.
Okay.
So good. It's my favorite food.
So it's got to be more than just that. Like, how do you prepare this then?
So how do you prepare it? Yeah. It's too complex for me to explain how it's prepared.
Okay, so it is more than just tomato and rice then.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's spices and different things, and it's served with chicken and plantain.
Okay.
Like fried, deep fried plantain.
Yeah.
It is good stuff. Yeah. And there will be some there.
I'm going to try
it. Just come check it out. I think there's a Nigerian booth there, and they will have jollof rice for sure.
Yeah.
There is no Nigerian food without jollof rice.
I love plantains. My parents have plantain chips. Oh my god, they're so good.
Yeah.
And their favorite one is called Mr. Jim's, I think. And so every time I'm down in Edmonton, anybody who goes to Edmonton, my dad will be like, "You going to Edmonton? Yeah, go to Spice Island. It's in the West End." And he's just like, "Get Mr. Jim's plantain chips." So now when the guy sees me, because I buy lots, he literally has boxes.
Yes.
And he's like, "Oh hey!" And he goes to the back and he gets me a box of like 16. Like bags of it, and he's like, "Tell Greg I say hi." I was like, "Yeah, I will." So Tanner, actually, we were doing some work down in Edmonton, and he went to Spice Island with me. It was an experience.
It was. Yeah. It's nowhere I haven't been before.
Yeah.
You know, all those stores have a similar vibe to them.
That's right.
But it was fun watching the guy just look at you and walk to the back and come out with the biggest box of plantain chips possible. It had to be like everything he had in the store. So.
Yeah, that's
plantain
exactly
chips
it.
Are good. They're one so of my good. Favorite snacks.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So gospel music, how is that like your favorite music to dance to and or listen to? That's odd.
Oh, that's odd, but I'm odd sometimes.
Okay.
So it's good.
So when you say I didn't, like, I know about gospel music.
Yes.
I don't know any bands. I did, like, how do you find that music? Do churches release gospel music? Are they still releasing new gospel music?
Yes.
I know nothing about this genre. Yeah. So explain that a little bit to me, please.
There is a lot of gospel music that are released every year.
Okay.
They're all at the Grammys or the, you know.
Okay.
One of my favorite groups is Bethel Music.
Okay.
That I love. Their songs and they're amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So with gospel music, are they singing, like, are they just remaking or are people writing new gospel
they're
music?
They're writing new ones.
Okay.
And they are remaking old ones, but they're writing a lot of new ones.
Okay. Because in my head, I would assume, like, the lyrics to different beats could be, like, revolutionary to that genre. But I guess, like...
But it's like any other. They have different genres of gospel music as well as
any
other one.
Okay.
They're really good ones to dance to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So is that like a genre of music that's popular in Nigeria?
Not necessarily, but yes. Okay. To an extent, I'll say yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Nigeria is, I will say, half Muslim and half Nigerian, half Christian.
Right,
so
right.
There's a lot of Christian artists as well.
Right.
Coming up.
Interesting. Yeah. So I've obviously never been. What's it like over there from like a cultural standpoint, like growing up as a youth? Because you get to see from your daughter's eyes, like what it is to like grow up in Canada.
Yes.
What's it like from like your point of view over there growing up?
I think growing up in Nigeria, I grew up in a city like Fort McMurray. My state is like Alberta. It's the oil state. And I grew up in the oil city.
Right.
So it's like I am in the Fort McMurray of Nigeria. Like that's what it is.
Okay.
And is also the most culturally diverse. Literally, we have different languages. You can go to the next street and not understand what about they speak.
Okay.
It's different language unless you have the common language would be English. That's what you learn at school.
Okay.
But that's why I like Fort McMurray, because of the community. Like even though you go next door and they don't even understand your language, there are people, adults looking at you all the time and take, like, it's just that community raising a kid.
That's right.
I just remember having lots of family and lots of laughter and lots of food all the time. Just it's a lot of fun just having that community, even though it's like a large extended family, you're all so close.
Right. So was it a similar like population size to Fort McMurray or bigger or small?
Oh, bigger.
What are we talking about here?
I don't even know what the population would be of Port Harcourt now, but I will say definitely in millions.
Like, a million.
It's big. It's a very, very big city.
What's that like? I've never... how big is Edmonton?
Edmonton's
a million?
Yeah, but I doubt it was a million when you were living there.
That's right. Like
early 2000s, it was probably like just under a million.
Yeah. What's it like being in a major metropolitan city? I'm a country bumpkin for everybody at home, just so we're on the same page.
I cannot leave in a mega city anymore.
Right.
I can't do it. I can visit, but I can't. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
Even then, I think sometimes too, you're shielded in your own circles,
Because
that's correct. Your parents, I feel, have to be more careful, and that's why I think there's that community raising a kid, because your kid could be anywhere at any time with millions of other people.
That's
so
right.
Every adult's looking at everybody else.
That's right. That's right.
If you're doing something wrong, a stranger will smack you.
Really?
Literally. And say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to say anything. You're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. So culturally, like, you have the adults that definitely can get involved more so with a stranger's child, even if they see
that's
not doing things that are... That's awesome. That's not the case in Canada. It used to be. It used to be. When I grew up, trust me. Because I was a little bit, naughty, as my mom would say. So, like, she very much told friends when, like, I got dropped off to houses, like, hey, if Elliot's, like, not behaving, you know, feel free to discipline him. And they did. And they did. But that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
So I find when I travel to major cities, my hardship is I'm super friendly. And so, like, I was raised, like, if you see somebody and you make eye contact, you say, hello, how are you doing, so on and so forth. And like, especially when I first moved to Edmonton, I go into the elevator of any elevator, maybe my apartment complex or like if I was going downtown somewhere and you go in the elevator and I'm like, hey, how's everybody doing today? And people look at you like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
I know.
And I'm like, oh, we're not saying hello to each other. I'm just like, well, I'm still going to say hi. But that was like a hard thing for me to get over. And as I've grown up, I've recognized when you go to cities, that interaction of one-on-one isn't always there. And that's what I love about Fort McMurray. I can go anywhere and say hi, and then I get a how you doing back, you know?
That's our community.
That's exactly it. So outside of Ottawa and Fort McMurray, have you had a chance to travel to any other places in Canada?
Yes, I have traveled to different places in Canada.
Yeah. Which provinces? Because you want to go to the Northwest Territories. None of it, you were saying.
I know. I want to. I haven't been to Newfoundland.
You haven't been to Newfoundland?
No, okay. I haven't. I have from... Half of my family and friends are from there, but I haven't been there.
You're missing out.
Probably more than half.
Okay, yeah. Well, Fort McMurray is little Newfoundland.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm lucky enough, I've been to every single province in Canada, but I have never been to any of the territories. So my business partner, it's his bucket list. So when we meet for our business meetings, we've been checking off every province. So we're halfway done. So when we're done,
maybe
the provinces.
Maybe I should join your business. Maybe you I'll get to check out my boxes.
That's right. That's right. It's a beautiful country, but the one place you need to go is Newfoundland. If you think we're friendly here in Fort McMurray, get ready for a whole different vibe. Yeah. I was just there a few months ago. I'm like, yep, still the same awesome place that I
thought. I need to go. Yeah. I keep planning.
You should. It's just expensive, right? But it's worth every penny. So listen, Tanner tapped his watch. So that means we are done. We're at the end of our program. But that being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Anything. I know you're looking at me like, oh, you shout out anything, anybody, anything.
Expo 2023. Want to see you there. Come and have fun.
There we go. That's a great shout out. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.